Monday, 16 September, Yudbeis Tishri, Rabbi Shmuel Kimchi, Sukkos and Achrei Yomim.
Nearly there. Exactly right. There are sheets, I guess, at the back by the door as you come in. Shout out to everyone for coming, you know, between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. I always feel like it's four consecutive Fridays. You know, you got four Erev Shabbos where you got to cram in, building the Sukkah, buying your Arba Minim, preparing for a triple Yontif. And it's not easy to take time out, so Yasha Koyach to you, probably more Yasha Koyach to the wives.
Who
let us up. I really thought there'd be three people here. and to all the commuters on the way to work, you've got off lightly. Before we begin the topic for today, I just want to share a small vort which always carries me from Yom Kippur to Sukkos. It's always hard to switch modes from Ne'ilah 2 nights ago to, you know, buying the Avraham Minim straight away into the preparation for Sukkos. We know that ulakachtem lachem bayom arishon pre-eitz hadar, you have to take for yourselves on the first day. The first day, meaning on the 15th of Tishri, an esrog, arba minim. But the Gemara darshans that the esrog particularly is going to be a kichot tamah. It's going to be a perfect esrog. It's going to be something which doesn't have anything missing on the esrog. If there's anything missing on the esrog on the first day, it is it's possible. So I saw from the Gedolei Achasidus, I tried to find last night the name, but this is a vort without a name tag, but it definitely comes from the Gedolei Achasidus, that Esrog actually stands for four things that we ask that has to be Sholem. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Esrog is Rosh Tevis for Aleph is Emuna. We always ask for Emuna Shlema. That's the Aleph. Taf, the Taf is Tshuva Shlema. And if we live with Emuna Shlema and Tshuva Shlema, then HaKadosh Baruch will bring us Refua Shlema and Geula Shlema. There are four things that we ask for which have to be Shalem. Esrog is Rashi Tevos, Emuna, Tshuva, Refua, Geula. And my feeling very much is that when we go from Yom Kippur, we're standing be'emunah shleima, be'tshuva shleima, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should respond, and almost the response is the v'harikosi lachem bracha ad blidai of Sukkos, of the Chag HaAsif, that we get the Refua Shleima and Geula Shleima. All of these things, if there's a little bit missing, if there's something missing in your emunah, it's no good. If there's something missing in the refuah, in the tshuva, in the geula, so it's not quite good enough. For many things, 85% is also good. When you come home with a scorecard, 85%, that's not bad. But all these four things, if we only have 80%, that's not too great. So the esrog be'ezus Hashem should bring us all a refuah shleima and a geula shleima. We should all live with emunah shleima and tshuva shleima. Topic I chose, I actually chose it before thinking about what I was going to speak about. So last night I was thinking about how to exactly put this together, but there are many thoughts that were going through my mind about the connection between Sukkos and Achrei Hayomim. But just by way of introduction, let me do a little bit of Chazara over here. The Chazara comes from the Maharal Perek Memvav of Gevuras Hashem. Maharal speaks about the Gimel Ikrim of Rav Yosef Albo. So this is where the Chazara comes in. In the 12th century, the Rambam laid down the Yud Gimel Ikrim. It was a whole controversy. What were the Ani Mamins? What was our Emuna Shlema? What were these Yud Gimel Ikrim? What are Ikrim Hadat, the foundations of Judaism, without which Yiddishkeit would crumble? What are they? Some said 6, some said 26, some said 13. There was a debate amongst the Gaonim and the Rishonim of what exactly should be. So the Rambam famously wrote down his Yud Gimel Ikrim. Later it was made into the Animamins and Yigdal. But Rabbi Yosef Albo came along, lived in Spain between 1380 and 1444. He won Gedolei Ador. He was the Rebbe of the Rivosh. He was a Talmud of Rav Chasdai Kreskas. And what he did was he wrote a sefer called the Sefer HaIkarim, in which he went through in depth, and it's a very complex philosophical sefer. He went through showing how these Yud Gimel Ikrim actually fit into three neat categories, and these three categories, he argued on some of the Rambam's Yud Gimel Ikrim that maybe they are not Ikrim. Eight of the thirteen, he agreed to the Rambam that they were Ikrim, and he included them in his main three Ikarim, but some of them he said were not central to Yiddishkeit. Now, when I say so, it doesn't mean he didn't believe in them. He's saying that if you don't, you could still be called up to the Torah for an Aliyah if you didn't believe in them. Now, the last Chasam Sofer, I think it is in Yeredeah, brings down the machlokes between Rav Yosef Albo and the Rambam, and he goes into different, you know, what would be halachic ramifications for today. That's a topic for a different shir. But what he felt that he needed to do in the Sefer Ikrim was to prove that these three were the central pillars of Yiddishkeit. And what he does is he shows how in our tefillah, these three come up time and time again. For example, once a year, Malchus, Zichronus, and Shofros. Malchus is Hashem Melech, that is Metzius Hashem, that was his first Iker. His second Iker was the Torah Min HaShamayim, and everything that comes out of that, for example, Emunah Moshe Rabbeinu, that is part of Torah Min HaShamayim, Emunah in Nevuah generally, that is part of Torah Min HaShamayim, and that is Aton Iglesa al Anan Kvodecha, that was Shofros, the Kol Shofar of Mamad Har Sinai, and the last one, Zichronos, Ato Zocher, and that is the Chronos, that is Hashgacha. The main three Ikrim that he held were central pillars to Yiddishkeit. One was Metzias Hashem, existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second one was Torah Min HaShamayim, and the third one was Schar V'Onish, that there is Hashgacha in the world, and that includes reward and punishment, and in it includes Achris HaYomim. And what he does is he shows in Machiz, Zichronos, and Shofros, it works also in the three tefillahs that we have on Friday, on Shabbos, Friday night. What is Friday night? Friday night is Bereishis. Vayechulu Hashemayim V'Aretz, that is Hashem Echad, Shemar Echad, that was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was one. The morning of Shabbos morning, we say Yismach Moshe V'Matnas Chalko. It's all about Matan Torah. And in the afternoon, it's Ato Echad V'Shimcho Echad Mika Amcho Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. That will be La'osid Lovo. And the Avu Darham says that these three Ikrim fit into the beginning, the middle, and the end of history. In the beginning of history, it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Echad, Shmo Echad. You know, and La'osid Lovo will return back to that state of who? Ushmo Echad, that will be able to see the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Sholet al HaKol, will be a Dabar Pashat, as it was B'Tchilas HaBriah. In the middle of the history, we had Matan Torah, and at the end, La'osid Lovo, in the future, will be the third Iker of Schar V'Onesh, and that will be in the future. Why is this relevant to us today? What is it relevant to Sukkot? Why is it relevant? I think this the Maharal now connects it. He says the three regalim, the three yomim tovim that we have in the year, the three pillars on which the world stands, on which Yiddishkeit stands, is Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Pesach is to tell us that Ani Hashem Bekerav Oretz, that is the Metzias Nakodesh, the Hakodesh Baruch Hu Sholeit Al Hakol. The second one is Shavuos, which is Torah, and the third one, Sukkot, Anonei Akovod, teaches us that Hakodesh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach, Hakodesh Baruch Hu looks after, Hakodesh Baruch Hu protects, Hakodesh Baruch Hu is Megan, and that is the personal relationship that we have with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the beginning and the middle and the end of Jewish history. And I think this is very much a background of what Sukkot is all about. Let's have a look at the sheets that you have in front of you. Just want to ask the questions at the top, which we'll see a B'nai Yisrael has got the most fantastic approach to at the end. But I really want to share with you Ha'oriz. The Iker will be in the Ha'oriz. The Mahalchim will be beautiful, but the Iker is the fact that we have to feel and we have to understand this particular connection. But question number one is, why specifically on Sukkot we find the din of Hidur Mitzvah? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically choose? Now, we're not Dorish Talmud Akra over here, we try not to. Be Dorish Talmud Akra. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, pre-8 Hadar, we have the dinim of Noi Sukkah, Sukkah Noeh. Yeah. Why is it that particularly on Sukkot HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose for us to express our this Hidur Mitzvah, this concept of Hidur Mitzvah? And it's going to come out really beautiful at the end. The second question is, what is the connection to Akhras HaYomim? Let me quickly have a look down on the first sheet over here. We find many, many connections, and this is only half a dozen out of many, many more. There are many midrashim which I did not copy here onto the sheet. But the first one is obviously the Harachem onu Yokim lonu Sukas David anu Foles. All the other ones also beg understanding. But on Rosh Hashanah, we say, you know, that they should, you know, Zachreinu. On Shabbos, we say that it should be in Olam Haba, but each of the Yomim Tovim that we have, Harachem Yichadish Aleinu Zachodesh Hazel Tovah Livrach, is very much connected to the Chodesh. In what way is that Hakadosh Baruch Hu should be Yokim Lonu Sukas David Anu Foles, which is really a pasuk in Amos talking about Achris Hayomim? Why is that something which is said on Sukkot? Obviously, there is a connection to Achris Hayomim. Also, Tefillah, when you're leaving the Sukkot, we say, just like Shem Shekiyamti Yashati Besukazukin Ezkel Lashon Haba Leishav Besukas Orosh Shelivyason, the Sukkah of Orosh Shelivyason definitely is a, you know, Livyason, there's Gematria Malchus or whatever it is. There are many, many connections. There are many, again, Livyason is something which the Chachmei HaNister have got a lot to say about. We don't understand so much what this really is, but it's certainly something which is very much connected to Le'asid Lavo. And now we have a look at what I feel is the most striking and most powerful open statement in Chazal of the connection between Sukkot and Achris Hayomim. Megillah, the Gemara Megillah, Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, is going through the different times when we, in the year, when we're going to be reading different things. So famously, we read the Klolos just before Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hatichel, Hashanah V'kil Eloseha, and before Shavuos. The Kriyas HaTorah is pinpointed to the time of year. So too the Haftoros are. Says the Gemara over here, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, Korin B'Parshas Maados, right? Shabbat Torah is Kohanim. We read the regular Kriya of Yom Tov. U'maftirin Hine Yom Bo LaHashem, the Zechariah, the end of Zechariah, which ends with Bayomahu Yiyeh Hashem Echod Ishma Echod. It's one of the two recountings in Navi of Mechemes Gog Umagog. And the second recounting of Mechemes Gog Umagog, says the next Makar, comes Ubesukus Bayom Bo Gog. Right, that when Gog, the king of Magog, comes to fight, that is going to be the Haftarah that we read on Shabbos, Chol HaMoed, Sukkot, consistently, and that is the Haftarah. The Gemara is telling us that the Haftarahs on Sukkot have specifically got to be read on Sukkot. Asks the Tur why 2 Mekoros later, right? Umafter b'Yecheskel, Haisamin. So for any he's talking here about the Tchias HaMeisim, which we say on Pesach. V'hochi Omar Rav Hai go on right, says the Tur. See the Tur Arachayim. Shamati mipi chachomim. Rav Hai Gaon is saying, I heard, this is a Shmuah, this is a Mesorah that he had, and this is, right, this is where we see that Mesorah, the Tur quoting Rav Hai Gaon. Yeah, ki Tchias HaMeisim asido lios benisam. Tchias HaMeisim will be in Nisan, v'nitzeches Gog u'Magog b'Tishri. and the vanquishing of Gog and Magog will come in Tishri, umishum hochi b'nisan maftirin ha'atzamos hayaveshos uve Tishri b'yom bo Gog. That there is a connection between Tishri and specifically Sukkos, he doesn't say that, but specifically Sukkos, with the Milchemes Gog and Magog, and there is very clearly in the Mesorah of Klal Yisrael a connection between Sukkos and Achris Hayomim. And I saw a lovely remez to this before we go weiter into exactly why, what it represents, and I want to maybe share with you two mahalchim of what it could mean, what it could represent in some way for us today. But there's this famous Gemara which says, V'hoyo Hashem lemelech al kol ha'aretz b'yom ahu yeh Hashem echod v'shmar echod. Gemara in Psachim. On that day, Hashem will be one and His name will be one. What does that mean? On that day, Hashem will be one. Is now Hashem is not one? His name is not one now? What does that mean? Asks the Gemara. Otu ha'idno lav echod hu? Does that mean that now He's not one? Omer Rebbe Achabar Chanina lok olam hazeh olam haba. Ha'olam hazeh, nowadays, in this world, al besuros tovas, omer baruch hatov ha'metiv, al besuros ros, omer baruch dayan ha'emes. When something good happens, we make a birkas hatov ha'metiv. When something bad happens, we say baruch dayan ha'emes. La'olam haba, in the future, kula hatov ha'metiv. In the future, we'll be able to see that everything was really l'tov ha'senu. That's why everything is going to be hatov ha'metiv in the future. That's what it means. Hashem echad, Hashem meaning in the way in which He interacts with us, it will all be understood that it will be l'tov ha'senu. There will be an ichud, there will be a unity, there will be a consistency in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga. Right? What does it mean? Shmo echad, my echad, ato ha'inam lav echad hu? Is Hashem's name not one now? Right? We've got two expressions of Hashem. Again, a distinction between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh nichtav v'yud hei v'nikra v'alaf dalet. We say, we read in the Torah Havaya, but we actually say Shem Adnus. But Olam Haba kulo, it's all going to be echad. It's going to be nikra and nichtav v'yud kei vav kei. It's going to be read and said. It's going to be written and read as yud kei vav kei. Of course, we know Adnus is the name of Din. The Marsha tells us Aleph is the first of Tishri, is Rosh Hashanah. Yud is the tenth of Tishri, is Yom Kippur. In the middle, you've got Din. Adnus, the name Adnus is most felt. And Malchus Adnus is most felt on Seres Yimei Tshuva. But ultimately, the notion that there is Din now, but the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei is the name of Rachamim. And that is a name which in the future will be evident, Lakol, the expression of HaKadosh Baruch will be one. Why is that relevant to Sukkos? Because says the Sfas Emes, says the Bnei Sosra, and I believe it comes from the Arizal, or I don't know, I wouldn't know, that the word sukkah is Gematria 91. 91 is a famous Gematria. Omein is also Gematria 91. What is 91? 91 is the combination of the two names of Hashem. Aleph Dalad Nun Yud is 65, Yud Kei Vav Kei is 26. 65 and 26 is 91. Sukkah is written in such a way where the Samach and the Hay are on the outside and the Vav and Chof are on the inside, that Be'etzem it is the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei is the kernel, but the Shem Adnus is on the outside. Hashem's expression is the Adnus, but we understand Yud Kei Vav Kei say the Mepharshim, say the Sfas Emes, says the Bnei Sasra, that actually it's an expression of this Gemara. The Sukkah is an expression of La'asid Lavo, that we are still in Olam Hazeh, but we are yearning for La'asid Lavo. The La'asid Lavo will be this Shiluv Hashemus of Yud Kei Vav Kei and Adnus, but this is just another kind of building block in this edifice of the fact that Sukkos is definitely something which we live in this world, which is forward looking to La'asid Lavo, like in the Maharal, that this is in fact an ikr. This is one of the ikrim of Ashkacha, that Ata Echad, Veshimcha Echad, Mikamcha Yisrael, Goy Echad Baris, is all part of. So it's a futuristic kind of regal. It's a regal which is part of Le'asid Lavo. So I want to have a look a little bit at what that could mean. I'm going to do that by having a look at this famous Gemara that I'm sure everyone knows, but is always worth doing a Chazara on. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Gimel Amud Beis. That Le'asid Lavo, the Umas Olam are going to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Tainus and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you'd have given us mitzvahs, we would also be your people. We'd also have this relationship with you. So Amru Lufan of Rabbanu Shalom, Tznal Anu Mirosh V'Nasen, give us a mitzvah and we'll do it. Test us. Amru Lain HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shotim Shebe'olam, Mishatarach Be'erev Shabbos Yochel B'Shabbos. Well, you know, if you didn't do the work, you can't do it. Nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come the true name in Abrius. I don't want to go into the whole thing. We don't have time for it. But it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what, I've got a simple mitzvah. Have a look at... The second line, the sixth last word. Ela afa pike mitzvah kalo yeshli. I've got a simple mitzvah of sukkah shema. It's called sukkah lechuva osu osa. Skip a few lines. It's got no chisaron kis. Miyad, can you see this? The fifth last word on the fifth line. Miyad kol echad ve'echad notes of the holeich. Each one of the umos ha'olam goes ve'osa sukkah barosh gago. The underlines part. They make a sukkah on their roof. Right, so we can already see the play on words over here. There's a sukkah on a roof. What is a sukkah and what is a roof? V'akadosh Baruch Hu makdir aleim chama b'tkufas tamuz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shines the sun as it is motzi chama min artika. V'kol echad echad mibait v'sukkosu v'yotzei. Everyone kicks their sukkah on their way out. Sh'nehman natkes mesrosemu nashlichu imenu avosemu. The Maharsha explains that we're going to cut off all the string. We're going to crack down our sukkah, etc., etc. Skip down the line. V'ho'omarava, the bolded, mitzta'er potum in asukka. What do you mean? They're allowed to leave the sukkah. Mitzta'er is potum in the sukkah. If it's too hot, we're also allowed to leave the sukkah. Answers the Gemara, Nehi de potur, be'utim mivati. Would they have kicked it on their way out? Miyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Masachik Aleim Shneim Yoshev Shmai Yisachak Lo. Then comes the Yom Adin for the Umos Olam, on Rabbi Yitzchak and Yitzchak, etc., etc. That is what the Gemara tells. The Gemara says that L'Asid Lavo, there's going to be another Nekuda that L'Asid Lavo is going to be Sukkos is going to be the litmus test between Klal Yisrael and the Umos Olam L'Asid Lavo. What is going on over here in the Gemara? What is the Gemara trying to tell us? And with this, I'd like to share two mahalachim. One mahalach is the first underlined point, and the second mahalach is the second underlined point. The first mahalach is that of Rav Dessler. Rav Dessler, very interesting. Rav Hirsch brings down this distinction, and it's brought down, I think, in the article Machzorim. If you have a look, Sukkah. On your article, Sukkos brings down this Rav Hirsch, but it's a very famous Rav Hirsch, that why dafka do we read Gog and Magog on Sukkos? Because Gog represents Gag, represents a roof, represents a philosophy. What is the philosophy of Gog and Magog? It is, I have my own roof, I live under my own protection, kochi v'otzem yodi, I live my own, under the strength of my own steam. That is how I run my life. Sukkos is exactly the reverse. Sukkos is the fact that we're totally mashlich yovo al Hashem v'hu yichal kaleka, that we are totally mevatel ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, after Yom Kippur, I was thinking, well, I saw this actually in quoted, Rav Dessler was quoted by Rav Chaim Friedlander, that after Yom Kippur, we're able to mevatel our gashmius to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We realize, you know, all of our possessions are worthless in the face of eternity. He brings the mashal of his father. His father used to be a guy who owned many forests in Russia. What happened was, 1917, the Bolsheviks took over, and he decided it's time for me to leave. So what he did was, he transferred all of his assets into cash, into suitcases of cash, left town, only to his horror, says Rav Dessler about his father, to find that a couple of weeks later, the communists were mevatel, the old thing and the old currency, and they created a new ruble, and that was it. All of his, he said, Oilonu miyom adin, this is what is meant, says Rav Chaim Friedlander and Vessel Sukkos, that we're going to open up our suitcases. It's all going to be counterfeit money. It's all going to be money which is worth, lo b'moso yikach hakol, lo yered acharov kvodo. That is the message of Sukkos, that part of the avoda of Sukkos is for us to realize, after we've divested ourselves of Gashmius on Yom Kippur, we're able to enter Sukkos, understanding that everything that we have be'etzem is shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is the difference between Gog and Magog and Klal Yisrael, that it's all about the Gog, as opposed to us, Klal Yisrael, who live under the Hashgacha B'tziladim Hemnusa. So I think that is definitely a chelik of what Achrus Hayomim is. That's the Yom Bo Agadol. That is what Rav Dessler writes. And that is the connection to Achrus Hayomim, this total dependence on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is part of it. But the B'nai Yisrael has got a different mahalach, which I found absolutely staggering. I love this. It starts a little bit Kabbalistic, and therefore difficult for us to understand, but then it comes mamish into Lamaisa for us. he says as follows. Have a look over here in the box at the bottom of this first page. Yeah, he writes in Siladim Amnusa Osvov Kizemi Derech Yisrael. He's talking about Klal Yisrael not being boed b'sukkos, saying kicking the sukkos on their way out. Hagamshu potter, even though we are potter min ha-mitzvah, im kol zeh ritzono u'ma'aviyov l'kayem mitzvosov yisbar shemo, our desire, our hope is only to be able to fulfill the Rebbeinu Shalom's tzivui, the relationship, l'hu mimili d'chassidi, l'asos yotzer mihametztarech, that is what we need to do beyond what is needed, v'chumrus yiseiros, gal mashalon itztaveh, even something which we're not mitzuveh in doing. And he explains, again I've skipped this out, that is what is meant by an or makif. An or makif means when I do a mitzvah, there's something ruchni pnimi that goes on in my life, but there's something also that surrounds, there's a certain aura that surrounds me, the certain ruchani aura, says Rav Chaim Velazhin, that what does it mean, mitzvah gereris mitzvah, when I do a mitzvah, I create an energy, I create ruchni is around me, which then automatically attracts to me another mitzvah. That is an or makif. It's something which is really beyond my capability, and the whole of Sukkos is about this concept of things which are makif, which are really beyond us. The Ha'isha Yisraeli, the second paragraph, Tzorech Lios Meir Al Yidei Mitzvahs, a Yid has to, through the mitzvahs, to bring to light Remach Ivarav HaPnimim, his 248 internal Evorim, the Ken Remach HaMakifim, also 248 kind of outside lights with our mitzvah, who sowed HaBen Yakir Li Ephraim, Rachem Arachamenu. It says Rachem Arachamenu, too, the two words, 248, that by doing mitzvahs, I create a light around me. If you look down the second underlining, uladati zema zehaloshen amurga b'divrei Chazal mitzvus u'maisim tovim. There are two things. One is mitzvus, and one is maisim tovim. Mitzvus hanasim b'gvul kanal. Those are what we are mechuyev to do, and that is something which we are meir our avorim pnimim. But maisim tovim, these are the chumras, these are the extras. This, when I do a regular mitzvah, then I am fulfilling my obligation. When I'm going lifnim mishur asadin, when I'm doing mili dechassidus, when I'm doing extra, when I'm going beyond the call of duty, then what I'm actually doing is I'm enlightening this armaki. So far it's a bit unintelligible to some of us, or it's a bit abstract. But this is where he brings that. It's totally, totally wonderful. Me'ata tovin lamadavki, and I'm just going to say it. I'm going to say it out. We don't have enough time. He says that is what is meant by the fact that the umos ha'olam kick their sukkos on their way out. You're right; they don't have to. The yidden also don't have to. But Klal Yisrael want to stay in. I mean, why? Because we want the relationship. We want to go lifnim Yishur HaSadim. The whole of Sukkot is about going lifnim Yishur HaSadim. We don't want to do dafka the din. We want to go lifnim Yishur HaSadim. And that is the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's true, we're potter min HaSukkah, but we don't want to leave the Sukkah despite the fact that we are mitzar. We are mitzar, so we do leave the Sukkah, but we don't want to. But the Umas HaOlam are not like it. They don't have that in their... in their arm. And there was a famous kasha which everyone dealt with. The Chida asks, there are about 300 answers to this, but why is it Sukkot is dafka about Anone HaKavod? When we were given three matanas, we were given the Be'er, we were given the Mayim, and we were given the Anone HaKavod. Why is it that dafka, the Anone HaKavod, we have got a mitzvah, the Man Yedu, the Rasechim, etc., Kibasukos, Oshavtias, B'nei Yisrael, dafka, the Anone HaKavod, why? So there are many answers. Says the I believe, this is, I forget who it is, but over here, the B'nai Sassar quotes somebody saying that the reason is because Anone HaKavod, that Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't have to do. Mayim and the Be'er and the food, the Mon and the Mayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give us to survive. But the Anone HaKavod, the extra protection, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu levels everything, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, smoothens everything for us and runs our life, b'hashgacha, that is Lifnim Mishur HaSadin. Because it's Lifnim Mishur HaSadin, therefore we go Lifnim Mishur HaSadin on Yontif, on Sukkot. It's all about Hidur Mitzvah. Why is it all about Hidur Mitzvah? Because it's all about going with Lifnim Mishur HaSadin. It's all about the Makifin. It's all about the things that are extra. It's all about the Sukkah. No, it's got to be. It's got to be Dafka and Esrog, which is pre-8th Hadar. Why? Because Zekeli V'Anvehu, I'm going to go Esnohe Lefan of a Mitzvah. I'm going to go beyond the Din. Beyond that is our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there is so much to say about Hidur Mitzvah. There's a Pachad Yitzhak about how Zeh Keli V'Amdehu Ani V'Hu, me and him together. That is the Ikar relationship. But Ikar relationship with our loved ones are not in the dividing of the chores. It's in the extra. It's in the flowers. It's in the things that you don't need to give to live. That is where relationship is created. Only Klal Yisrael have that. Only Sukkot is that. Achris Hayomim is exactly that. Achris Hayomim is when, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu went Lifnim Mishur HaSadin, therefore we go Lifnim Mishur HaSadin, and with that will be Zocha Taka to a Geula Shleima B'mheira V'yameinu Amen.
Where's the
Tegaptus, and where's that one? It's the Tesla.